All the servants of our Lord Jesus Christ called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God. A chapter from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his holy blessings be with us all. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My sons, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been chained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle of the First Epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now if the righteous one who is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Kismarot elisos nem bekyoten agasos nem bibnemais oeb jak I exoti emon naina.
A reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested in the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us all. Amen. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness as he appointed, instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land with possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the day of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did. So do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into the heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of the young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the church of God. Amen.
Today is the 12th day of the month of Abib. As I told you before, in the beginning of, we can sit down for 1 minute. You know that every 12th of the month, the Coptic month, for example, you know what is the Coptic month now? We are which month, actually? We are in July, right? This is in July, yes. But there's another Coptic calendar. What is that? You remember what is exactly the month on the Coptic calendar? Huh? Abib. Later I will tell you exactly the 12th month because we have no time. It's 9:30. Then I will tell you later the 12th month of the Coptic calendar. Today is the 12th of the month of Abib. Every month. How many months we have? 12? 13, actually. There is one more. Okay. Then I will tell you what exactly. It's a trick. Anyway, there is, on that every month we have the 12th of the month on the Coptic calendar, we are celebrating the feast of Archangel Michael. Today is the 12th of Abib. And we are celebrating the feast of the Archangel. Who? Archangel? Oh, we are sleeping. No. Okay, again. What is the feast of today? I can't hear. Okay, every 12th per month in the Coptic calendar, we are celebrating the feast of Archangel. What? I can't hear. I can't listen. I can't hear. Archangel? No, Archangel? The deacons, I can't hear you. Archangel? I can't hear.
When are the deacons? Okay, we are celebrating. I'm not talking to the girls only outside. I'm talking also to the deacons, everybody. Today is the feast of
Archangel Michael.
I can't listen. Archangel Michael, the 12th of every Coptic month. We are celebrating the feast of Archangel Michael. Then
what is the feast of today? Archangel Michael. Perfect. That's why today is the 12th day of the blessed month of Abib. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of each Coptic month, the church celebrates the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Michael, the head of the heavenly host, our intercessor of the human race at all times before God, the Pantocrator. The blessing of his intercession be with us all, amen. On this day also with the year 20 of the martyrs, Saint Abahur was martyred. This is of our Saint of martyred. The blessing of his bride be with us all, amen. And also this day, the year of 14:6 of the martyrs, the great Saint Abba Shishoi departed. May the blessing be with us all, amen. And the blessing of the prayer be with us all. Glory be to God forever, amen. Can I ask a question, last question before we go? Let's start Agios together. Where is the icon of Archangel Michael?
look, it looked to me, it's not on my face, for sure. Like Archangel Michael, it's not that. There's no icon here on my face for Archangel Michael. Where is the Archangel Michael icon? Huh. Look, and tell me, huh? Someone tell me. Raise your hand. Huh. Very good. There's one here. There's another one. Hmm. Okay.
All these items and this place, what's the name of this place? What are the name of all this place? Huh? The other? Here. The front of the author. All this icon. A lot of icons. Tens of icons here. What is the name of this kind of place? Iconostasis. Again, what's the name of this one? Iconostasis. Again, the deacons, come outside. Come all outside. How we are going outside the altar? How we are going outside the altar? We can't yet. My bad. Because we have to give our face to Jesus Christ. Okay? Come here. Sit down. On his right hand of Jesus Christ should be who here? Saint Mary. As it's written in the Bible, Saint Mary, the Queen, will sit down on the right hand of the Father or the Jesus Christ. Then Jesus Christ and here, Saint Mary. Then all of that is named iconostasis. Jesus Christ is here and Saint Mary on his right hand. After Saint Mary, there is another icon. Who that?
Archangel Michael.
Exactly. Then there is another icon here. All the Coptic church. If you go to any Coptic church, you will find the Archangel Michael after Saint Mary in this place. Then Jesus Christ, you will find Jesus Christ here. And you will find Saint Mary here. And after that, you'll find Archangel Michael. Who that?
Jesus baptized.
Yeah, but who baptized Jesus? Exactly. Then you will find also the icon of John the Baptist here too after Jesus Christ. Then remember, what is the name of this place?
Iconostasis.
Where we have to find here?
Jesus.
On the right hand?
Mary.
After Mr. Mary? Archangel Michael. And after Jesus Christ in this place?
Then
John the Baptist. Very, very, very good. Thank you so much. And maybe the next week I will continue the item of the item classes, because we have to look and ask a question. You have to know who is that, and you have to know also who is that, and after that, all the items, okay? Yeah. Stand up and we have to say together, all together, ask you all together. Yeah. Stand up, please.
Stavrotis dimas eleisonimas agios osios agios esheros
the cross
sanatos seikton nekera, pianin son jestos oranos, eleison imensok sebe ikea, keane iabne mati, kenin keani, kestose anastone.
Epe prosev kista sije.
O
Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to the Onion Temple and the Apostle, many brave righteous men have the desire to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them, but as for and for thee see and you for thee hear, may you be ordered to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospels, to the prayer of you, your saints.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also, Master Abed, and also remember in supplication, pray which over unto Lord our God, so therefore, if for us deeply poor them who are sick, heal them. For the art, the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the leaning of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all, amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever and ever. Amen. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together, so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatever you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, in the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should say or what about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.